always endeavor to share your experiences with people on different social media platforms, and because you don't know what that information is really going to benefit. And for us listeners, don't always feel like, oh, kilo so yeah, oh, today, oh, how did she work come? Oh, kilo she like, just listen calmly or read calmly, read through it and pick something from it. There's no how. Oma were beneficial in one way or the other. If I had not calmed down then to read through my friend's WhatsApp status calmly, I was following it bit by bit. Like, if I had not calmed down to listen to it, I wouldn't have been able to snappily figure out what was happening today. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I'm so excited that I was like, because that might even be the end of it. Anyways, this afternoon, maybe 12 kiniko, that I left work from Allen to Owa. You know, all these private public transports, what I mean by private public transport, private cars, but they're using for public transportation, get. So normally I often, anyone that comes in, probably yellow bus, totally public or public private, anyone that comes. So this one was actually a private public transport, and in that, it was a car. In that car, I had the driver, one woman at the back. I sat beside that woman and one other person in front. I don't know who the person is. I can't even figure out. I don't even know the gender, say whether it was a female or a male, because I wasn't paying attention at all. I was not even interested. I just entered and I was pressing my phone, I guess. Yes, because that would have been the only thing that was keeping me busy. I was pressing my phone. So we had not even moved 20 naira distance when this woman beside me was like, no, this was not even the woman. The driver was like, okay, the way I'm getting to structure it, I'll tell you the whole thing that happened, then I'll tell you what I feel about it, and I'll relate it to that my friend's story. So I would like to tell you the whole story so that I wouldn't be jumping into like diverting and all of that. So the way the story went, the driver was like, okay, we got in front of Access Bank at Allen. The driver was like, madam, Shay, you want to get down? It should be this way you want to get down. The madam was like, yes. So the madam gave the driver 1,000 naira. The driver was not like, the madam was not like, she wants to carry a bag from the booth. The driver now said, ah, madam, it was your bag that the other madam picked though. Like, the other madam that dropped earlier carried your bag. The madam was like, oh, oh, Kilama Sheba, what are we going to do now? That kind of cool voice. Okay. As the whole thing was happening, I was not paying attention, but meanwhile I was paying attention because there's no shame or lawyer piece now. My bong got on, so in my mind I was already adding 2 + 2, 4 + 4 together, 8 + 8, 16 + 16 together. So the madam was not like, oh, Kilama Sheba, driver, and I said that that she should not worry, that is going to drop us at Ogba, then it would take her back to one place. The place is Fasha, I can't remember the name, but it's this kind of far distance that it would be able to trace the woman that carried the bag. The madam did not say anything. He now returned the madam's 1,000 back to her. And this period, we're still standing because it was as if the madam wanted to come down at that particular bus stop, so our bag was missing and all of that. So we're still standing, Shasha. After saying that one, the driver now faced the person sitting there beside him and asked that, Shegbo Yoruba. I didn't even know whether that person responded or not. I didn't even hear the person's response. I don't know if it was a female or a male. Faced this woman that bag got missing. Shegbo Yoruba, that said it. Faced me. Shegbo Yoruba, Sha. I said, yes, I understand you. But I didn't even say I understand. I just said yes. And I said, that this woman's bag that is missing, or that it is money that is there. And before he started the Shegbo Yoruba thing, I already gave him money. And I was expecting my change. So I think he doesn't have change or something. Try held the money. When I just said that, Owolowo no bag ti woman yi to to you or be that kind of thing, sha. I just said, driver, please bring that money. The money I gave him. I collected it. I did as if I wanted to bring out change from my bag. And I called it. And I said, sir, please, this is where I'm dropping. This is where I want to drop. I've got to where I'm going to. I just opened the door and left. That was how I left that car. And the driver himself did not even say, give me money for the distance I carried you and all of that. That was how the man just left though. Now that was the old story. Now what I feel, like as at the time they were talking, the man started to talk. Ah, madam, that your bag was the one the other madam carried one. Can you go? Excuse me. In my mind, I was like, driver, kill and so. Like, wait, before even the kill and so, why can't these people just, it's so bad. Why can't you just act perfectly? Even if you cannot act perfectly, fine, nobody, I'm sure they are not professionals here, but they won't be able to act perfectly. Well, at least, step up the game. Like, the strategy was so fake. It was so, I was just listening to, as they were saying, that was adding 2+ to everything. Jeff was like, madam, it was your bag the other than madam carried. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, Jeff, you did not even stand up to go and check your boots. You just concluded that it was the bag the other madam carried. With this bag similar, even if they were similar, she said that madam doesn't know her bag. Even if she doesn't even know her bag, if to really say that she carried the wrong bag, for you to know that it was a bag the other madam carried without even stepping out of that car to check the boots, that means as at the time the madam was carrying that bag, you knew that she was carrying a wrong bag and you didn't even alert this woman that was sitting inside the car. Another thing, you knew that this bag, it is money that's inside this bag, and you allowed that madam to carry the money. Who does that? What kind of stupid strategy? Why would you even cook up nonsense story? Do you think that probably almost secondary school Columbia? Well, maybe I look like a secondary school girl. Abby, like, what kind of stupid reason? And this other, what else did he even do again? I forgot the driver's patcher. This madam, too, they carried your bag. Never told that the other madam has carried your bag. And we responded, kilamawa she buy. Kogo. You know, like swegbe. They carried your bag. You're doing like swegbe. I already knew that. It seems like three of them. I don't know who was at my front or who was sitting beside the driver. I don't know. But I was so sure that the three of them were together. Even if that other person doesn't even say anything, this madam and the driver, they were just together. They're looking for someone that they will scam. They'll now say, okay. Now, my friend's story. The madam. I could remember that if you're going to, like, those days when we used to go to Oshogbo to school, and you're inside the public transport, you'll be guarding your bag as if, no, you have billions in your bag. If anybody comes down to pick, person that goes to his or her bus stop and wants to carry his bag or her bag, so after carrying that person's bag, you'll be asking the driver, Josh, a yellow bag, she want new boots here. Not to talk of you that you're carrying money. You now drove the money inside the boots. Somebody would now highlighted, you didn't even bother to confirm if the person didn't carry your bag. Why can't they just step up? This is just so low and so annoying. And could see a jive, like, ko wa compliment you at all, ko lo different way. Left as in abba. So what I'm saying now is that my friend, she told me she narrated her own gist during that when Corona was still very odd. She was saying these people, they didn't even say that her bag was stolen. They were just like, she was the only person that was different. The others were together. It was also a public private transport, just be careful. She now said that just be like, the bag that is inside the boot, that be inside the cash, that is dollars that they have there, that they will share it, kiniko, that kind of story. And immediately I sensed, from the beginning I wasn't even reasoning it, I just felt like kill her anything. But immediately the driver told me that bag, I just remembered that my friend's story. As I just said, guy, please give me my money. I've got it to where I want to drop. I didn't even say that I've gotten there. When you gave me the money, that was when I said I've gotten there. As in, let's be careful. That was just the gist and the what else? Because, okay, fine. Let's just see. Fine, no. I didn't see that story. Like, my friend didn't tell anybody her own experience. She didn't publish it. She didn't post it on her WhatsApp, and I wasn't aware. I would have just continued the journey, you know. I would feel like I would just pretend as I wasn't hearing them. But the driver was really trying to carry me along. Like, that was what I even noticed. He was really trying to carry me along. And if they say money, okay, more, my interest, I don't even know. You see, I'm not giving them any positive signal or something. She is all that we are going to. They might just pass another way. They will tell me that, okay, this will also lead to. But she mo kuku mo beyond know me. She, I don't even know any other route. I know, let me share, I guess, where, but Ogba, any route to pass. So if I go pass, I go to that route. I be Kiniko. But she, I guess, to Ogba. Because I don't even know the route they are passing. Don't worry, I'll also do Kiniko. Don't worry, I'll do because, subhanAllah. So just share your experience. Alhamdulillah. And immediately I just got another of my bus. So it was actually a public yellow bus, and that was all. So that's just the gist. I don't know how to conclude, but just be careful. Oh my god.